1420 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The beaches are closed and people are warned to evacuate. Stay away from the ocean in Ventura County, California, following unusually high surf and rogue waves. KFMB-TV reporter Esmeralda Perez is at Imperial Beach in San Diego County.
These conditions are extremely dangerous, and inexperienced swimmers should remain away from the water.
That is not for anybody who is not used to surfing to be in.
Some surfers didn't miss the opportunity to catch some waves in Encinitas.
It was pretty gnarly. Yeah, the waves were biggest I've ever seen.
These conditions are expected to last throughout the weekend.
In Ventura County, a rogue wave on Thursday smacked through a sea wall. Several people were injured. Conditions are getting harder and harder when it comes to delivering aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza. The BBC's Yolanda Nell reports from Jerusalem.
Tens of thousands of Gazans who fled the fighting have set up makeshift tents and shacks by the Egyptian border. Israel says it's not restricting aid for Gaza, but the UN complains the amount getting in is woefully inadequate.
It's a very long and convoluted process with numerous checks before the aid actually gets into Gaza. And then once the aid's in Gaza, it's very difficult to get aid to people. Essentially, we're delivering aid under fire.
New Year's Eve celebrations are under heightened security amid the war in Gaza.
With the Israel-Hamas war raging, law enforcement is on heightened alert in major cities across the U.S. In New York, the NYPD says even though there's no credible threat, they do expect protests.
That's CBS's Michael George. The weather is expected to largely cooperate for those traveling this holiday weekend.
Across the country, the weather looks pretty great, actually. No real major storm systems to speak of. A little bit of light precipitation across the Northeast. Some of that wintry, but nothing really majorly impactful to travel conditions.
Meteorologist William Churchill is with the National Weather Service. More than 100 people are now safe and sound after they were stranded while fishing on a Minnesota lake last night. They were on an ice floe on Upper Red Lake, northwest of Minneapolis, when a big chunk broke free from the shore. Tiffany Lenz and Tony Nelson spoke with WCCO-TV about their experience.
Tony fell in.
Yeah, I did.
So then my dad jumped in after him to try to save them. And everybody there, they all just worked together to try to get Tony and my dad out of the water.
State officials have been warning people to be wary of the ice that is unusually thin for this time of the winter. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, 34. Snow tonight, 27. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 34. A little bit on the breezy side. For New Year's Day, sunshine and 32. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 35. That's Severe Studios weather.
It's 30 at our studios.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever.
And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. Welcome to it, Don.
Hey, happy Monday Happy Hour, Curdy.
I got one simple question, and it could be trouble for our president, Joe Biden.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Well, it is his birthday, and for a change, Don, I'm not picking on the man for his 81 years, because Donald Trump's 77. It's not like he's a young man either. And I don't know if you've noticed, but Trump's been getting a little loonier.
It certainly seems to be. But I got to be honest, 77 and 81, you know, they don't seem as old as they used to seem.
No, no, certainly not. They used to be old, but now it seems much less old.
Right.
Much less old. You know, we've got a co-worker who's older than Joe. Lou Rigotti's.
Wow.
I'm not going to tip all his stuff, but let's just say he's been drinking legal for a long time. Longer than Joe Biden. But here's the question, Dom. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are you better off? And you, I know you, because I brought this to your attention. You said, well, of course I'm better off. I was in a pandemic 4 years ago and stuff was terrible. It's been about 36 months since the end of the pandemic. So a lot of people, if you cast it out, hell yeah, we're doing better. Probably most people doing better post-pandemic than they were during the pandemic. But here's the crazy thing. Of course, we're not talking about anything other than a presidential election cycle. Are you better off with Joe Biden as the president is really the question, Dom. And there's new polling out that suggests only 14% of Americans feel like they're better off because of Joe Biden. 14%. So if you ask that question, be it Donald Trump.
What is the very specific question? Because you're asking me, am I better off now than I was then? Or am I better off now because of Joe Biden? I guess I want to be clear.
Only 14% of U.S. voters say Joe Biden has made them better off. That was at the Financial Times. Only 14% of voters say Joe Biden has made them better off. And if the question is, are you better off 4 years later? Well, that's going to be a tough one for Joe to answer, will it not?
I mean, I have a difficulty with this one because I don't know how. I mean, I am personally, and again, this is to go from my frame of reference. Yes, I'm better off now than I was then.
Let me ask the audience. Let's
think about, you know, if we're talking about during the pandemic, we're talking about when the stock market tanked, right? If we're talking about when the schools were shut and businesses were closed. And, you know, and we started doing this thing and, you know, video, Zoom and all these things kind of really
what Zoom?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know how. I mean, we're at 10% unemployment. You know what I mean? I don't know what reference folks would be thinking. Now, if you tell me, Dominic, did Donald Trump make your life worse? No, I mean, I didn't feel like other than his handling of the pandemic. Sure, I guess. But personally, I don't feel like Donald Trump as any one president
really
can personally have that impact on me personally. On
are
what
you
I
so
do.
Self-concluded Trump didn't make your life chaotic and worse?
I'm just trying to, again, it all depends on how you look at it, what questions and how you gauge, you know, success or better off or worse off all those kinds of things. How much influence does one politician have specifically in your personal life?
In my personal life, a lot of stuff went bad when Trump got elected. And I mean, I'm still married and my kids are still living and we still have our health. But a lot of decisions were made facing the election of Donald Trump. You know this, Tom. You know, we were super cool. We're going to go be syndicated radio stars. And then they turned the radio station off and they played Christmas music. And Donald Trump was the president. And people, I feel like people needed, you know, our clarity on the radio now. They needed us there. So I made a lot of life decisions predicated on Donald Trump. And I can't say they were all logical or for the better. I'd have been better off doubling down on the stock market, right?
Sure. I mean, maybe. But cashing out. You made. Again, you know, if the question is, are you better off? Are you X, Y, or Z because of that politician? Are you better because of that politician? Are you worse because of that politician? I have a general challenge.
My life is better.
The basic question, because as a politician, are you better off with Speaker McCarthy or Speaker Johnson? You know what I mean?
Well, that's a bad distinction because there is no distinction between those two jacknuts. But there is a huge distinction between the presidency of Joe Biden, which made my life better, and the presidency of Donald Trump, which made my life chaotic. I can compare.
But apparently, you're in the minority.
I'll take the 14% that think Joe Biden made my life better. Now, is the only metric financially? Am I doing better financially? No, I was probably doing better financially before I sold my company and cashed out and got into this crazy radio biz. If dollars in the bank was the only metric, I had more dollars then. So,
but also those are personal decisions.
Sure, they are.
Reactions, right? That's not a politician didn't force you to make any of those decisions.
No, if I'd gone all in on the stock market, Dom, I'd be better off today because the markets went up.
If I put it all in the Packers, Trudy, I'd have covered this weekend and paid the mortgage. But again, that's the point. You can go back and say, well, if I did this or if I did that. So what is the metric that we're talking about? Is it a general feeling? Because I got a better general feeling now than when we were shut down in the middle of a worldwide pandemic.
Well, I would say financially, I think that's generally the underlying thing. When people look at their own prism, am I doing better financially? Are my job prospects better? Am I doing better financially? Do I have more money in the bank? Do I feel more security? Is the world a safer place? Well, unfortunately, some of this Joe Biden doesn't have a lot of control over. You throw in wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, and life seems a little less certain than it did. You know, did Joe make me safer? I don't know. Did Trump make you less safe? I'm less clear. But when the crazy prior was the president, we didn't have these two wars going on. And he handed off Afghanistan to Joe Biden, so that looked like Joe's problem. Well, from that perspective, Don, we got two hot spots in the world that weren't there before. So some people are going to look and say, I feel less secure. Makes me a little scared to know that Israel and Palestine's blowing up.
Obviously, the hot spots were there because Russia went into Ukraine during the Obama administration, right? And it's not like the Middle East was ever been this big, you know, cauldron of peace. You know what I'm saying? So while, yes, certainly those have lit up again, it's hard to say if you have any sense of geopolitical knowledge that this is shocking.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? I knew Dom at both times, so I'm equally as bad off. 844-967-2789. Ross from Middleton. You've been patient. Thank you, Ross. What do you got for us?
Hi, Ross.
Hey, you guys. So I'm retired, so I'm better off financially. That's just me. And mentally, I'm better because during the Trump era, my head would explode on a daily basis. And it doesn't explode as much, so I think mentally I'm more sane. But a bit more seriously, I read something where apparently the Gen Z, there's a group of younger people who I think one of their biggest financial challenges is rent. They can't afford a house because houses are way too expensive, and rent is astronomically high. And so I think if somebody asks them, are you economically better, whether or not they blame Biden, what, you know, but I think there's a group of young people that normally would be motivated to vote, but are feeling really frustrated with this American economy. And I don't think Boss's tax cut to a landlord is going to have him or her lower rent for these people. Right. And then I sometimes think of just like working class people. I sometimes think, you know, they get swept up in all the talk about the inflation, which was real. And I think they're still hearing that, even though inflation is coming down.
Well, it's not just the inflation, of course, it's the corporate greed, Ross. You know, corporations use the cover of inflation to raise their prices. And, you know, some products can be produced substantially lower, and some brands are losing their cachet. They got greedy and they're getting their asses kicked. Karma's starting to turn on them. But I don't think broadly, Ross, we have a lot of choice as consumers. Look at Quick Trip. I mean, Quick Trip has bought up most of the convenience stores in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know if you noticed, but it's like $3 for a candy bar at Quick Trip. As a chubby guy, that kind of bothers me, Ross. I can go into a BP gas station if I can find one and buy that same candy bar for $1.89. But they got a monopoly and they're handing me higher prices. Why? Because they can.
They can.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Yeah. It's, you know, we all see that. But I guess what I worry about is there's this group of people who I feel their opinions can be manipulated by what they hear. And also, like you say, by what they see. So if they go to the store and certain items that may not be necessarily USDA recommended for their diet are still kind of expensive. I just feel like for some reason, Biden's going to still pay for inflation, even though it's done. And then I kind of going back, I think this younger generation, you know, it's just a whole different world. The idea of buying a house and then that becomes some kind of a nest egg in the future, I don't see that ever happening unless something.
Well, buy a house, hell, Ross. If you can afford the college education, let alone a house. I mean, it's all too expensive.
Well, the college
too damn high.
The college education, according to many employers in the state of Wisconsin, doesn't have the value it used to have, and with current interest rates approaching 8% on a 30-year fixed rate, it's damn hard to buy a house, even if you can scratch up the down payment. I think we're going to see.
Those are still historical norms, though. I mean, we've been at an underinflation for so long with quantitative easing. I mean,
some people
money
don't
away.
Know that, Dom. 8% seems too damn high to buy a
then.
House.
It's our fault. It was 17% back in the day. 844-967-279.
Houses were cheaper then.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? What say you? 844-967-2789.
One pithy reply to you, Dom. far as most people are concerned, if I can't buy a house, I can't buy a house. If I can't afford it, I can't afford it. I don't care about historical track records. I don't care about 1982. Well,
if you're gonna complain about rates being where they're at, then you need to be edified on what historical rates are, man. I mean, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Dom. I was in the mortgage lending industry. I'm quite aware of what rates used to be, what they are, and what they might be in the future.
July of 1971. I was born in 71. Rates were 7.6%.
Okay, that's a lifetime ago. Your entire lifetime ago.
7.63%.
So every 50 years, you're using a historic 50-year crest. Your whole lifetime rates have crested higher now than they were since you were born?
Right. As you brought that up, Crudy, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Back in 81, rates were over 18%.
And what was the median home price then?
I don't have that in front of me.
It was low. Low relative to the personal income of the borrower. It was a lot lower.
I'm not going to challenge that, Crudy, because I don't have the data in front of me. But what I'm telling you is we started out in 2010. Rates were at like 5%. They went down, they go down, they went down. Obviously, they went way down.
50 so grand at 18%.
You're going to sit here and have a conversation and say, oh my God, we've never seen anything like this. Well, you're just wrong, man. And that's why knowing the historical
data.
Knowing the historical. It's not just we, man. It's just what the history is. Because once we've seen it, it's no longer a thing. So just because it's no longer a thing didn't mean it didn't happen. And if you're going to say something happened today that never happened before, and you make that statement, you would be incorrect.
Well, thank you for the history lesson, Mr. Salvi. I understand the nature of frickin' history. What I'm telling you is the personal economy of the individual consumer is seen through the prism of their life. And they don't give a damn what the interest rates were in 1971 when you were born. If they can't buy a house, they can't buy a house. 844-967. And somebody gets blamed, and it's probably not Dom. John from Wausau. Could be Crudy, but probably not Dom. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hello, John.
Oh, my goodness. You two are going at it tonight.
The makeup sex will be great later, John.
Okay. To your question, am I doing better than I was whenever? I would say yes, and I would say no. No, because we bought our house right before the pandemic. We bought our house 5 days before Christmas of 2019. And now, if I try to sell my house, it's almost worth $100,000 more. That's a good thing because it's more money in my pocket, but it's a bad thing because what goes up must come down. So if I try to go out and buy another house now and I try to sell it 5 years from now, I don't think it's going to be what it's worth when I bought it for, which makes me lose money, probably a lot of money, to be honest. So are things better? They could be in one aspect, but if another aspect, probably not. Gas is more expensive. Food's more expensive.
I thought gas was going down, John. It's not like I like filling up at $2.95 a gallon, but it's better than $3.95 a gallon, if you know what I'm saying.
It is going down, but back in 2019, I think it was only $1.90 or $1.60. I mean, it is going down, but it's very gradual. It's going to be dependent on when you want to start this. Is it before? Are we talking 2019 December, or are we talking?
Well, I would talk
four months into the pandemic.
I think the question, really, the underlying question I'm trying to ask, John, if we look at the time someone's been the president, right? So Donald Trump was the president from 16 to 20. Was my life better off with or without Trump? To my perception, it was far more chaotic, and that led to Crudy making some bad financial decisions investing in radio. But
you got caught up in the moment.
I had more money in my, I was making more. I had more money in my pocket. I wasn't taxed as much, during that time frame between 16 and 19. I mean, I was making a little bit more money than what I am now, so I was saving more.
So, from your point of view,
how you want to look at it.
From your point of view, though, is it influenced by the presidency? I mean, if Donald Trump frames that question, or a third-party candidate, let's call him Robert Kennedy Jr., let's say this vibrant relative to Biden or Trump, this younger, 60-year-old vibrant guy says, you know, are you better off than you were 4 years ago or even 4 years before that? That saying that's been used in politics and is being used right now when you look at the 14% of polled people that say, Joe Biden made me better off. I technically am amongst the 14. I think Joe made me better off, sort of. Some of that's because I calmed some of my own decision-making down, John, but you see the point.
Yeah. Again, it's going to be skewed on how you want to look at it.
It's subjective, John, right? Unless you specify an exact criteria, it's going to be a subjective answer. It's going to be about your feelings, John. And if that's what it comes down to, how would you answer it right now?
I would say no.
The Crudy brand is much better off than it was 4 years ago.
The negatives outweigh the more positive things.
And do you put that on the current administration, on Joe Biden? Is it because of him and his policies?
Well, I think Bidenomics ain't working. That's for sure.
John, let me ask you a different,
you want to call it,
related question. Next year will be an election year. If Jordan Love's got the Packers on a roll and heading towards the playoffs.
That's not happening. Packers are dumpster.
you take it back, John. I named my boat after this young quarterback. Let's assume he gets better in the offseason, puts on some strength or something, finds a little accuracy. If the Packers are playing good, don't you think here in the state of Wisconsin that affects the whole economy? Even people's perception of, like, is life better? When the Packers are winning, people perceive that life is better. I truly believe that, John. Come on.
Not at all.
You must be a Vikings fan.
No, well, I tell everybody I have 17 favorite NFL teams. Whoever's playing the Packers.
Oh!
Oh, John.
Gotta let you go, John. You and Dom share an affinity for the Lions on Thursday.
Oh, man, they came back. It was a glorious game. They didn't cover, but they won.
I'm talking about the next one because they're the Packers' next opponent. As John said, he likes whoever's playing against the Packers.
844-967-2789. We have time here. Let's squeeze Lynn from Minneapolis.
Oh, I'm sorry about the Viking trash talking. Skull, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah, hello. You know, I think part of the problem is the strange framing that shows up on social media. So my elder daughter is in her 40s. She's gay. She does not believe me that gay people used to be arrested or beat by police or anything. And if I point out that, well, and she says that, oh, they're all the same, right? All the presidents are the same. Doesn't matter who you vote for. And when I point out that, well, okay, Obama and Biden allowed gay people to get married, she's like, well, I don't want to get married anyway. So I don't really understand what's going on there, but I mean, that's just an example. And just as somebody who makes lower six figures, you know, I certainly did not take home more money during Trump's reign. So I think all these Johns of the world are just imagining that they somehow had lots more cash when Trump was in office. Kind of a, you know, a wishful thinking or whatever. Like
wishful thinking. I wish I had cash in my pocket. More callers as well. 844-96-PARTY.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, 34. Snow tonight, 27. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 34. A little bit on the breezy side. For New Year's Day, sunshine and 32. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 35. That's Severe Studios weather.
It's 30 at our studios.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Advocates Radio Show, the Monday happier happy hour. Should we hug it out this segment? People are concerned. Like we
What? Really?
Some are. They don't know how we do it, that we can.
Oh, see, yeah.
You know, it's never personal. It's only politics up around here. You can be a part. 844.
You got to have room to discuss. 844-967-2789. You got to have room to breathe and discuss and challenge, you know, stupid things.
From the text line, it's a bad analogy. Oh, this one must be for you, Dom. It's a bad analogy as we cannot run two separate versions, so we'll never know. I guess we'll never know, Dom. I hate when that's the answer. Here's another one. My entire family is doing better in all aspects than we were 4 years ago. All aspects. That's a texter from the 920. Got one from WRJN Land. My mind is better since Joe Biden took office. There are a few spellings in there. I think I took that sentence where they intended it to go, Dom. And here's one. This one's definitely for you. It's addressed to you. Dominic, we're not in an economic depression because of Biden. One more. This one's...
Why are you telling me that?
They directed it to you.
I mean, you're the one, Crudy, I'm a little concerned about here.
Brian in Broadhead said, Texan, definitely better off without a tariff war on steel and aluminum, along with all manner of imported goods. Remember when the cost of appliances jumped a few hundred dollars overnight for no reason other than some idiot's tariff war? The aforementioned idiot would have been Trump, right? Trump had the tariff war.
Also, right, with the trade wars, was also the farmers, right? Didn't he subsidize to, what, $20 billion?
Oh, it was north of that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And that was just a pure giveaway. That was just socialism. Right.
It wasn't even a bailout of the auto industry, which got mostly paid back. No, that was just gone. Just given away.
So the farmers were better off under Trump, you're saying? Because they were bought out?
If you were getting some of that extra unemployment money, because it was a real, real, real tough time back then, a lot of folks were cashing those checks. Hell, you got even Robin Voss and all the Republicans and
all the PPP money.
We're getting the PPP money. I mean, that was good free money. Everyone's down for the socialism then. And hell, it's going to start snowing soon in the Midwest, so we'll be all down for the socialist plows when they get the snow off the streets as well.
844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Bill from Oconomowoc, fighting out of the blue corner. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Oh, great. Greg, on the economy and Biden, the next caller that thinks Biden has ruined the economy or just heard it, I'd like to know what the specific reason was, not just a generalization, but point to one thing he did to take the economy. One thing nobody talks about, Rupert Murdoch took over Wall Street Journal. And if you want to have a recession and you have a guy that owns the Wall Street Journal like Rupert Murdoch, look at some of the articles there. They wanted a recession in the worst way. They had to work at calling it a recession. And yet when you have a record people employed, that doesn't even make sense. And as far as the economy, if you were involved in the tech stocks, NVIDIA and Microsoft, you're just dancing on, it was just phenomenal. Just take a peek at what those stocks have done just this year alone, let alone last year. And so this bad economy, yeah, we can talk about it, but nobody points the finger at one exact item that Biden did that tanked the economy.
Bill,
but we can sure talk about
Biden let the crypto economy collapse.
Well,
unregulated.
You can still buy Bitcoin, man. It's not like it's not there.
What about Dogecoin? Can I still get the, Elon Musk stuff?
Yes, Ethereum, it's all still there. You can, if you're so inclined, you can still buy all of it.
Bill, I predicted the fall of crypto. I never an early innovator on the alternative currencies.
Well, you know, on some of that way back when, that was a viable investment, but it kind of ran its course, I think, don't you? It just ran its course.
I can't wait till my GameStop investment pays off, Bill.
But I tell you, if it's not working well, look at NVIDIA, look at Microsoft, and you're going to be smiling in 6 months. I promise you. They're in the race to the top for AI.
Or the bottom, depending on your point of view.
Right. Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. It depends on who you're talking to, though. You know, I mean, a lot of young folks don't have the resources to be able to jump in and buy Microsoft stock or Apple or whatever, you know, to get involved.
Can't be a Ken Cheese bro.
I mean, maybe if you're able to hit some crypto and you buy on the bottom and you sell on the top and you can roll it into some other, you know, more traditional kind of stocks that maybe pay some dividends. I don't know that there's a lot of young folks that are in that position, especially with the rent too damn high and minimum wage being what it is, especially here in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know that that's the you know, like my investment portfolio isn't doing too well is a big rallying cry for those that are 18 now. And you ask them that question, were you better off 4 years ago when you were 14 and living in your mom and dad's basement? I don't know how they would answer that question.
What about the kids that saw the real estate collapse and their families were affected by it? Talking about 09, 08. I mean, that's a lot of these kids that are aging into adulthood now, voting age. They certainly know that there was a tremor in the real estate economy. I mean, before that, Dom, the common wisdom is real estate's never going
to
go down.
By Terry, grabbed by Schrammick, up ahead, right sideline to Porter. Porter catches and has it into the front court to Leitzinger, trailing the play, launching a three and connecting. Leitzinger hits the first Badgers basket of the second quarter and the first three-pointer of the game. Purdue scored the first 10 points before that three-pointer there by Leitzinger. 33-14, Boilermakers on top, 5:36 to play, second quarter. Terry hands off to Ellis. Ellis angling in, driving to the rim, scoring. Are they going to count it? Yeah. Wow. That's quite the continuation there. But they're going to give it to her, and one. Now here's Ellis at the free throw line, and she's outstanding there, 86%, and she missed it. Cross-court pass by Douglas, and Ellis has the interception. No-look bounce down low, and just missing it short was her teammate. And it'll put Purdue at the free throw line. The steal by Ellis, and she got it out to Jayla Smith. And Smith was fouled and just missed the shot. And that's going to be Hallie Douglas being called for that foul. That's her first. For the Badgers, it's their third of the quarter, and the free throw rolls in for Smith. Now, Smith, you might remember me talking about these close games these two teams have had. Five of the last six have been decided by 3 points or less. Second one missed. Schrammick calls in the rebound. Smith was the one who hit the three-pointer near the end of the game in the Big Ten tournament. Oh, what a move by Porter as she goes right around her defender but missed the shot. Gives it back and gets it out to Copeland. Copeland hits the three on the right side. 36-17. Second three-point make of the quarter now for Wisconsin. Purdue still outscoring the Badgers by 7 in the quarter. Here's Layden, hands off to Smith. Douglas picks her up defensively. Smith flies down the lane, missing a right-handed scooping layup. Copeland catches it, and now a whistle away from the basketball. We'll stop play. A foul called against Purdue. And it'll stay with Wisconsin. And that'll be team foul number 3 against the Boilermakers. Ellis gets charged with her second foul. 36-17. Purdue has the second quarter lead over Wisconsin. 4:43 to play in this second quarter. Both teams coming in 0-1 in Big Ten play. Purdue, a close loss to Minnesota in their first Big Ten game of the season. The Badgers fell to the Hawkeyes at the Kohl Center in their first Big Ten game. Here is a cut to the basket by Leitzinger, and it was Douglas trying to bounce for Natalie, and it bounces out of bounds. Both Leitzinger and Douglas claiming that it was last touched, however, by Purdue. Watching the replay, no. I don't think it was. Here's Terry walking across the half-court stripe. Porter not giving her much room defensively. Porter on Terry. Terry has it, right-hand dribble to the right half of the court. Feeds it inside. Harper on Tremec, up left hand and in. There's Harper, the 6'2", sixth-year player, 54% shooter from the floor. And she gives Purdue a 38-17 lead. Purdue's led by as many as 22 in this game so far. We've got 3:55 to play. Second quarter, Douglas down low. It just rolls off the front side of the rim. Had it low block left. Terry has the rebound. Pushes a pass to the front court to Layden. To the far side corner. Now a drive, baseline jumper. Drops for Swanson. A 5'10 freshman. Scoring about six per game. Now here's Porter, the Badgers sophomore. Hands off to Copeland as the two run into each other. But Copeland launches a three from the right. It comes up short, and it's hauled in by Terry. Bounce up ahead for Layden. Crosses the timeline. Front court. Finds Stevenson. Trailing the play. Free throw line. Jumper is in. And it's going to force a Wisconsin timeout. Timeout by the Badgers, 3:17 to play second quarter, 42-17, Purdue, 25 points the lead right now for the Boilers. 6-0 run over the last minute now for Purdue. 9 of 12 this quarter are the Boilermakers. That's 75%. Slow start for the Badgers as Purdue scored the first 10 points of this quarter. Wisconsin 2 of 7 from the floor. That's 29%. Overall in the game, Purdue up over 58% shooting, while Wisconsin is shooting 29% from the floor. Two Boilermakers with 9 points. Stevenson, check it, three Boilermakers with 9 points. Stevenson, Harper, and Ellis. Wisconsin's leading scorer is Leitzinger, right at her season average of 7 per game. Now, Tessa Grady seen some time on the court. The Badgers 6'2 freshman out there, along with another Badger freshman, Patty Bandla, who has it left corner. Makes her move to the cup. Now throws a pass to the far side to Copeland. Back out to Porter, right side. She gets tripped up on a drive in the lane. Teammates quick to help her up. And a foul called against Purdue. That'll be team foul number 4. It'll go against Janae Terry. 42-17, Purdue leads. 2:59 to play here in the second quarter. And they actually charge that last foul to Swanson, according to the official stats. So Swanson gets called for her second, and that's going to put Porter at the line, and she'll make the first one. There's Porter's next free throw, and that one's through. Two free throws made at the line for Ronnie Porter. 42-19 Purdue. Porter defending Terry as Terry comes across the midcourt stripe and has it top of the arc for Purdue. Directs a pass to the right to Stevenson. Hard bounce to the corner to Smith. Now inside to Harper. Back out. Layden catches. Fires to Stevenson. Left elbow. The jumper is off the rim. It's no good. And Stevenson trying to follow up her own shot. Lost it out of bounds. It'll go to Wisconsin. Badgers haven't hit a field goal in the last 2.5 minutes. 42-19 Purdue. Big lead for the Boilers. Here's Porter gliding into the front court on the right side. Now attacking from the right. Gives it up. Tries to give it up. Ball knocked out of bounds by Purdue. Porter was trying to find Patty Bandla on the near side, and it just got knocked out of bounds. Now the inbound caught by Grady. A three in the corner. No good. Terry Hall's in the miss. A driving layup by Smith on the other side is no good. Patty Bandla has
has the rebound. Finds Porter. Porter bouncing back to Lena. And the layup just squirts off the front side of the rim. No good. And a whistle stops play, however. And I think, who's that going to go against? And it goes against Layden. So that'll put Hallie Douglas at the free throw line. And Douglas makes that first free throw. 42-20, a 22-point lead for Purdue. Second one drops for Douglas. Copeland comes out for Wisconsin. So the five on the floor, Grady, Porter, Douglas, Leitzinger, and Patty Bandla. 2:08 to play before halftime. Stick around, halftime interview will be with Wisconsin freshman Imbi Jones. Freshman out of Seattle, Washington. And a three knocked down by Harper. Right side three is in, 45-21. Here's Porter. Right arc. Double teamed. Trying to pivot out of trouble. Throws a pass to Patty Bandla. Jump pass over to the left wing. Here's Grady. Angling in. Scooping in a layup. Puts it in. Tessa Grady, the 6'2 freshman out of Dublin, Ohio, with two on the board for the Badgers. 1:20 to go before halftime. Here's Terry. Near arc. Inside. Harper. Deep on the right side and then curls around on a short drive on the left block and scores with the left hand. Other side through the hands of Grady, and did she throw it off of Stevenson and out of bounds? She did. What a play there by Grady as the pass goes through her hands and she chased it down on the baseline and was able to catch up to it and throw it right off of Stevenson of Purdue to keep the possession alive for Wisconsin. A minute four to go in the second quarter. Purdue up 47-23. Patty Bandla has it outside right now. Patty Bandla bounces mid-post right. Stramick throws it back out to Porter. Near side corner. Ronnie loops it inside off the hands of Stramick. She has it now mid-post left. Out to the right side. Corner three in the air by Grady. No good. And an offensive foul called against Wisconsin. It's called against Leitzinger on the screen to try to get Grady open for that three on the far half of the court. Smith outside right for Purdue. Throws it past between the circles where it's caught by Jones. Here's Jones driving in, challenging Schrammick. Lost the ball. Picked up Purdue. Back out to the left. Smith tries a three. It's no good. It's loose. Purdue has another offensive rebound. And then Porter falls hard to the floor after colliding with the Boilermaker. She's back up though. And the foul will go against Purdue. And it goes against Terry. Purdue with 25.2 seconds. Porter was trying to grab a pass intended for Terry. And Terry stuck her hands out to catch the pass, and Porter ran right through the outstretched hands of Terry, who gets called for the foul. 12 seconds to play in the half. 47-23. Wisconsin wedge screen out on top for Porter. Down to 6 seconds. Throws to Stramick on the left. Stramick driving, galloping to the rim. Right hand won't go. Tipped into the air. Picked up by Purdue. And we have reached halftime here at Mackey. 47-23. Purdue has a big halftime lead over Wisconsin. Led by as many as 25 in that first half. At the 42-17 mark, but Wisconsin has a hole to dig out of here coming up on the third quarter and the fourth quarter. 47-23 Purdue at the half. Coming up at halftime, we'll run through these team and individual numbers for you. And also, hopefully, take a check of the Big Ten scoreboard. But when we come back, my halftime interview with Wisconsin freshman Imbie Jones. That comes your way in 60 seconds. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
One. Hurdy throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone, touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers. The Tigers. Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us Monday. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
The more than 27,000 Union Carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and Union Carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy Holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Into the Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Are
you silly or not silly? I don't know.
Superstitions. I don't think I have any. Okay. No superstitions.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That's Imbie Jones here at the halfback with more after this. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson.
Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger
joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
28% from the floor, 7 of 25 from the field. Purdue, meanwhile, 54%. Boilermakers with a big second quarter, shooting 61% from the floor. From outside the three-point arc, as we take a look at the team stats, Purdue has knocked down 4 of 10. Wisconsin, 2 of 8 three-point shooting. That's 40% for Purdue, 25% for Wisconsin. Badgers have hit 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Purdue is 3 of 6 from the free throw line. 22 rebounds for Purdue, plus 8, 22 to 14. The rebounding advantage to the Boilermakers. And on the offensive glass, it's 8 to 2 in favor of Purdue. Second chance points, though, a little bit more close to even, 8-7 in favor of the Boilermakers. Team assists, 13 assists in that first half for Purdue, really sharing the basketball well. Wisconsin had 3 turnovers, 11 in the first half for the UW, 4 for Purdue, and points off turnovers, a big difference there. 13 to 0 points off turnovers for Purdue at the half. That's something that needs to change second half. Also, in the paint, all Purdue, 24-6. Bench points, Wisconsin plus 10 there at 13-3. 6 steals for Purdue in the first half, 3 for Wisconsin. The Badgers had a couple of blocks as a team. Purdue had 1. Wisconsin has never led in this game. Purdue has led by as many as 25. And right now at the half, it's a 24-point Purdue lead, 47-23. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the individual numbers next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these